key witness in the Martha Stewart trial took the stand yesterday in federal court. Douglas Faneuil testified that he was ordered by his boss to pass inside information to Stewart about the sale of M-Clone stock in late 2001. Faneuil also acknowledged lying to federal regulators because he wanted to cover up his role in the sale, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
28-year-old Doug Faneuil is the linchpin of the government's case against Martha Stewart and her stockbroker Peter Bakanovic of Merrill Lynch. Prosecutors say Faneuil helped process Stewart's sale of nearly 4,000 shares of M-Clone stock and then lied about the sale under pressure from his boss. Faneuil said he had just arrived at work on December 27, 2001, when relatives of M-Clone founder Sam Waxel began calling, demanding to sell their shares. Although the news wasn't public yet, the Food and Drug Administration was about to issue a ruling that would cause M-Clone stock to plunge. Faneuil said he called Bakanovic, who was on vacation in Florida, to talk about what he should do. In the middle of the conversation, he said Bakanovic blurted out, "Oh my God, get Martha on the phone." Faneuil said he transferred the call to Martha Stewart's office, and moments later, Bakanovic called him again. "Martha's going to call, and you've got to tell her what's going on," he told him. Faneuil said he asked whether he was allowed to tell Stewart about the Waxel stock sales, and Bakanovic replied, "Of course, you must. That's the whole point." Faneuil is expected to testify today that he did so and that Stewart sold her shares that afternoon. Stewart is not charged with insider trading, but the government does say she and Bakanovic later lied to investigators to cover up the details of the trade. Securities lawyer Tom Dewey.
More logically, it leads to the cover-up allegations that really are at the heart of the government's case. Namely, this is principally an obstruction case, and the government is trying to put the motive for the obstruction into focus before the jury.
Faneuil has already pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for lying to investigators when first questioned about the stock sale, and in court yesterday he testified, "I lied about it to cover it up." Dewey says that because of that, Faneuil may be in for a rough time over the next few days.
It is never a happy circumstance for a witness to be able to be asked the question, "Are you lying then or are you lying now?" And that is a question that both Mr. Strasburg, Bakanovic's lawyer, and Bob Morvillo, Ms. Stewart's lawyer, will be able to ask time and time and time again.
Ultimately, this case may depend in large part on the impression that Doug Faneuil makes on the stand. In his first day of testimony, he came off as soft-spoken and polite, once apologizing to the judge for not speaking into the microphone. He also seemed to bear no animosity toward his former boss. He said, "Peter was the best boss I ever had, demanding but appreciative. It was a great working relationship." What happened to change that will be at the center of his testimony over the next few days. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.